ladies and gentlemen. Lauren Stafford is in the WCHL studios.
Good morning, Ron Stutz.
I'm so excited.
And you just can't hide it.
Actually, I'm about to fall over.
Right now. So I'm about to lose control. You're about to pass out.
I'm so excited. I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it. You remember that song?
Of course I do.
Pointer Sisters.
Hey, I know good music.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you impress me every day. I mean,
I like all genres.
You got a chance to hear that stuff when you were in South Africa, didn't you?
That's right. Oh, my parents, they were blasting good music all the time. Yeah. Queen, Phil Collins,
really?
Bee Gees. Oh, heck
wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're doing all right until you get to the Bee Gees, but
ouch, I'll let my dad know.
I actually like the early Bee Gees. Mm-hmm. I didn't like the later Bee Gees.
Oh, really? Well, yeah, I mean, you know, Police, everything. I mean, I'm all about that. But Phil Collins,
yeah.
Stevie Wonder, Aretha Franklin, love it.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. I'm even more impressed.
I'll let my parents know.
Yeah, tell them.
I will. So we have another great joke from Wiley Post.
Okay.
The other one that passed our thorough inspection.
Uh-huh.
For a clean joke.
I hope you inspected this one closely, too.
I did indeed. All right, so thanks to Wiley. A little silver-haired lady calls her neighbor and says, please come over here and help me. I have a killer jigsaw puzzle, and I can't figure out how to even get it started. Her neighbor asks, what is it supposed to be when it's done? The little silver-haired lady says, according to the picture on the box, it's a rooster. Her neighbor decides to go over and help with the puzzle. She lets him in and shows him where she has the puzzle spread out all over her table.
Uh-huh.
He studies the pieces for a moment, looks at the box, turns to her and says, first of all, no matter what we do, we're not going to be able to assemble these pieces into anything resembling a rooster.
Mm-hmm.
He takes her hand and says, secondly, I want you to relax. Let's have a nice cup of tea. And then, he said with a deep sigh, let's put all the cornflakes back in the box. I personally love this one.
A little breakfast humor for
you. A little breakfast humor in the morning for you when you're eating your cornflakes.
A little flaky, too.
Oh, da-dum-ding.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ron.